and Beach Road, shortly after we started milling in this area. The railway had difficulties in stopping their trains at Roslyn Road, Levin Station in those days, as it was halfway up the Copperteroa Hill, Kerry Roo in those days, so decided to shift their station down to Wereroa, and it was built where the water tank now stands.
Near the railroad station?
Yes, just a little bit north of the station, just a few chains north of the present railway station. Then it was shifted from Roslyn Road to Wereroa, well, that date was in 1894. The railway was owned and operated by a private company, the Wellington Manawatu Railway Company, and all the people in the firms that could spare a few pounds had shares in it. And believe it or not, it paid 7.5 dividend to its shareholders each year. Both Faust brothers and Mr. Bartholomew had shares in the company, and when they applied for a railway siding for their mills, it was promptly put in and free of charge. Amazing, but true, like most of those good things, it came to an end in December 7, 1908, when it was taken over by the government of that time and all the shareholders were paid out. The purchase price was £933,000.
Do you know, Alan, if all that money was paid at once or was spread over a period?
Well, I don't think. I think it was all paid at once. Apparently they were all paid out at that time, you see, when the government took the railway over.